dislike Billy Joel. I mean, it's funny. Every time I hear a story about Billy Joel, I'm like, wow, what a cool dude. You know, his music is not really my style. It's not my kind of music.
You're the only one in the world. But okay.
But here's the thing. I like rock and roll. I like hard rock and roll. I like grunge rock and roll. There's something about Billy Joel's music. I guess, you know, I liked his early stuff, but the minute like Uptown Girl, like I can do without any of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like he has songs that I listen to. I'm like, that's an amazing song.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like, I wouldn't go to a Billy Joel concert. I wouldn't enjoy myself.
It's on my bucket list.
Well, here's what's really interesting about it. I once again, something happened in the world of Billy Joel that I'm like, wow, he's a really cool dude. And now I love him again.
Mm-hmm.
He has this new thing now that he does. He never sells tickets to the front row of his concerts because aside from wanting to beat out the scalpers, he got tired of all the bored, rich people staring up at him. So now he sends his road crew out to bring down the fans from the worst seats. So there'll be people in the front row that are really happy to be there, real fans. That's what he said. He wants real fans in the front row that are like dancing and singing along and really into it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. That's such a brilliant idea. I love that idea because you and I have been to so many concerts together, both as radio people and, you know, as music lovers. And I find that that's the biggest problem. Like the best seats go to the wealthiest people, or I went to one concert. When I went to see Kanye, I sat like way far back.
Mm.
But and Jay-Z, my favorite artist in the whole wide world. And I got the Jay-Z seats from like a friend of mine at the label. And I was like literally in the very back row, singing along every song. The first two rows were all people from the label. They sat there on their phones. There was one point where he was like, everybody get up. And everyone got up except for those first two rows of the people who are from the fucking label who couldn't be bothered. They're like, oh, I'm gonna answer this email. I can't be bothered. It's like, that's right. The real fans are back here. So the people from the label that have to go and say they went or have to go and monitor shit, you go sit in the back row. Let me sit in the second row or the front row where I can fucking enjoy myself and sing every single song and get up and enjoy. Because I remember one time we had Train when I was a PLJ. Train had come to perform. And you and I had Train on the show many times when we were doing our syndicated show. Pat Monahan, the lead singer of Train, is the nicest man in music. I have not met anybody as sweet and nice and genuine and kind, remembers my name every time he sees me. I mean, I've met him like three times. You know what I mean? He meets a million people whenever I see him. Cooper, how you do? Oh, so friendly. So he had come to perform. They had a new album, but there was a song that we were playing like crazy anyway. And they came in, they did a couple songs, like a little mini concert live on the air. And I was standing there and I was singing along and I was dancing and I was getting really into it. And my other friend who was there with me, we were just like high-fiving and like we were at a concert. Everybody else there from the label, everybody else from the radio station just sat there with their arms folded watching.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to commercial, Pat came over to me and he said, I want to tell you how much I appreciate how much you were enjoying the songs and enjoying the music, and you were up on your feet and singing along and dancing. He said, I cannot begin to tell you how much that means to me and how it fuels us. If you noticed, nobody else in the room, they were all sitting and just watching or bopping their heads. You were really up there enjoying the music, and that's why we do it.
Mm.
And I never really thought of it like that. I mean, I just was enjoying myself, but it means a lot to the artists to have people in the front couple of rows who enjoy the music because that's why they're doing it. That's why they decided to become musicians in the first place.
Yeah, but I come from the label background where I was in the front row and I was looking at my phone, but that's my job. My job is to make sure Jay-Z gets on the stage. My job is to make sure his mic doesn't go out. I mean, I'm doing work. So that's why I'm sitting where I'm sitting. And I'm not dancing because, you know what? I'm going to see this damn same show tomorrow night. And then the night afterwards. It's a job. So it's part of what I do.
So why aren't you backstage or on the side away?
Because I want to experience and see what's going wrong. The whole show is my gig. So I got to make sure front of house sounds good. I'm moving, you know.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's one seat. What about the other 15 people that are sitting with you from the label? Well,
and that's people that I invited from the radio station and whatever. So
right. So put those assholes in the back who are going to sit there on their phones, not enjoying themselves. And the rest of us who are actual fans who paid money for our tickets because we wanted to be there, not because we're being paid to be there or it's a work thing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get this guy to play the new Jay-Z song. That's why I have his ass sitting right here. I put Tom Coleman right here because I want him to see the magic of my act. So that's it's I can see your point and I can see Billy's point. He wants to have fans there, but there's some people that's their job to stand there and look stupid.
Yeah, but you know, the front row isn't just a few seats. It's an entire row. The front, like 2-3 rows. It's a lot of seats. And those are the most expensive seats all the time. Yeah. And, you know, I really respect Billy Joel for saying that, because, again, why do these people become musicians in the first place? I mean, once they've made all their money, then what's it about for them? You know, he doesn't need another house. No, he actually enjoys playing. Billy Joel could have retired 20 times over, but instead, once a month at his age, he's still out there playing Madison Square Garden once a month.
The funny thing about the label section of a concert, I was in the label section. This is when I was in radio, but I went with the label guys. So it was me, label guys, and other radio station people. We're pretty close. It was Hole opening for Marilyn Manson.
Ooh.
So we were, you know, one row, two rows back. So I remember looking around and it's just like everybody doing what you're talking about. Just, all right, bring on Marilyn Manson. So Marilyn comes out and he starts spitting water all over all of us. It's like, dude, we're not your fans. we really don't want you to throw things at us and spit at us. You know, spit at those people over there, not over here.
But he knew who he was spitting at, is my point.
And that's why, you know, he's nowhere now. Go spit on the record company, guys. That's what you should do. Spit on them.
There's a lot of artists that end up singing about that, about the label people, the people from the record label just sitting there not really caring. Mm-hmm. That's why I like the venues where there's a balcony up on top and then there's a floor and everyone's just sort of crammed in on the floor. I mean, now during COVID, I don't like any of that, but let's pretend it's not COVID, because I have gone to see concerts. I have friends at labels that are like, hey, come see, you know, whoever it is, J. Cole. J. Cole played Irving Plaza. Irving Plaza is a big open floor, but then there's a balcony up on top. All the label people are up on top. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, you're looking down over. And I was like, no, I want to be on the floor. Like, I want to be in the crowd. I want to dance. I want to see J. Cole right up front. I'm not sitting up there with the label people.
Yeah, and I'll be up there. So if you need me,
come on your phone, making sure the sound is right.
Right. That's what I do.